the people on Quora keep asking for questions. And even though it's not a huge number, but I'm pretty sure I've crossed well over 1,000 views on my answers, and I haven't even answered that many questions, maybe less than like 15. So, I think when it's when I perform, I perform my best when it's kind of like a Q&A, when I have a conversation with another person. So that's how I'm going to keep the structure of this video. So, first question.
How often should I take a full break from using social media to maintain mental focus?
I mean, it all depends. Some people require breaks quite often, actually. Some people shouldn't even be on social media because it doesn't match what they want to do in life, what they want out of their lives, and how they are happy. What makes them happy has nothing to do with social media. In fact, it's the complete opposite. They should be off of social media. I don't recommend that, but especially like if you're emotionally attached to what other people say. It depends on you, man. You know, if you think that you need the break, you need to like step away and enjoy life, or step away and actually connect with people, or it's just becoming overwhelming and you're just losing sight of what you want to do, or any type of downturn, if there's any negative like if you associate negativity with social media, you should take a break as long as you need. I don't need it because I don't consume anyone's content, and when I do, it's positive people. I surround my like all my entire following and followers. I've blocked my family members sometimes because they're negative pieces of shit. You know, I'm comfortable with saying things out loud, and I'm comfortable with telling people that, hey, I blocked you because, you know, you keep posting negative stuff and I'm not interested in that. And if I was surrounding myself with a bunch of negative shit, of course I'd probably need some breaks too. Maybe you want to audit who you follow. Maybe you want to audit who your friends are. To me, I don't need a break. I love it. If I do ever consume content, it's by people that inspire me, by the people that are very positive. It's never someone that brings me down. And if they do, it doesn't matter to me. Like if I get negative comments, it doesn't matter to me. I'm producing content, and to be big, the higher you go, the more haters you're gonna get. That's just how I see it. And if I already have haters, that means I have something good that they're hating on. If somebody hates you for something, that means somebody else would fucking admire the shit out of you too. If you don't have haters, that means you're not moving, you're stagnant. To me, I like haters. I try to convert them. I'm like, hey, why do you hate me? And if they say, I just don't like your fucking face, I'm like, well, I can't fucking help you with that. But if they say, oh, your content sucks, I'll say, okay, how can I improve? You know? I think it's just perspective. I think it's all up to you. If you feel like you need it, take it. And don't let anybody tell you that you should be on it. And take as long as you need and stuff like that.
How do you make a video go viral?
Again, one of these fucking questions. Okay. Look, I don't know. I've never had a viral video, so I can't tell you how to make a video go viral. All I can say is what people, you know, all the people that have had like viral content, viral videos, viral pictures, viral comments, viral profiles, blog posts, what any type of viral content, it was primarily because what they were sharing was, you know, like a value. It had something that would either, you know, as Andy Frisella would say, educate, entertain, or inspire. And sometimes even all three, sometimes a combination of two, sometimes just one. And it just all, you know, depends. I don't know how to make a video go viral, because if I had the formula down, I would do it myself. Plus, there's no fucking formula. I don't know why people look. Sometimes Old Town Road by what's that guy's name?
Lil Nas.
Huh?
Lil Nas?
Yeah, Lil Nas. Like he was even surprised that his fucking song became viral. Why? Because He wasn't expecting it to be viral. He wasn't expecting it to be that good. You know, the virality and what the market decides to make to you know, take that shit and make it viral is not dependent on one man's formula, aka you, me, even someone like a marketing genius like fucking Billie Jean and I'm in Gary Vaynerchuk. They don't, you know, they produce content, and if it's valuable, like Fuck Mondays that Gary V started, or no, Fuck Your Weekends or something like that, that, you know, it was relatable, it was inspiring, it was a little bit educational, and people loved it, and the market decided that it should go viral, so it went viral. So you just have to keep producing content, in my opinion, over and over again, as high value as you possibly can make it, put as much quality as you can, yet also add a lot of quantity. Keep doing that over and over again, and at some point, maybe if you're good, it will say, yo dude, this should go viral, boom, and you got it. And then when it does go viral, if you see a post is doing better than others, you use a little bit of money on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, whatever the fuck you posted that's going viral on that platform, and you run it against the analytics that you have attained from, you know, like whatever you do a little bit of research, you look at your analytics, you see who your target audience is, you see the type of people that have liked or followed or shared or whatever the fuck that's happened, and then you retarget them and you use money to create a lookalike audience, and then you just fucking go over and over again until you milk out as much as you can. My opinion. I might be wrong. So I'm not the best person for you to go to, but in my opinion, no matter who you go to, whoever tells you that they know how to make shit go viral, I think that's bullshit. I don't think anybody knows.
How many hours a day should your children be allowed on social media?
Look, I don't have kids, but if I were to have kids, I never liked people putting limitations on me. I would probably find, like, I kind of dislike the idea of like, oh, you're not supposed to be on social media. Sure, if it's consuming them to the point where it's having a negative effect on their lives, yeah. And if you live under my roof, it's my rules, and I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna put a blog on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever the fuck you know they consume the most. And I would, again, I'm speaking from only one perspective. I'm not, like, this is not including my girlfriend might completely disagree with me, and I'm comfortable with that. I'm okay with it. For me, I would be like, hey, you're under my roof, it's my rules, and this shit is consuming you. You need to do something productive. But I don't think I would even let it get to that point. From day one, if your kids are young, I think sitting down and, like, observing what they're into, observing what they love, observing what they get consumed by before they're on social media and stuff, I would literally, like, take their time and use their time, like, you know, put them in a specific activity or whatever their interest. If they're interested in art, I will literally surround them with as much art as possible. If they're interested in social media, then I would definitely give them the self-esteem, confidence, where nobody else's voice would matter. You know, like, if somebody comes and calls them fat on Instagram, or ugly, or dirty, or I don't know, whatever, stupid, retarded, whatever, you know, internet bullies like to call hiding behind their fucking computers because they can't say it to my fucking face, whatever they do, I think having enough self-confidence, having enough strength to know that, you know, their fucking opinion doesn't matter. In fact, they are way more sad than you. So I think they are way more miserable than you. Just think about it. They're taking time out of their day to say something shitty to you. How fucking sad they must be to sit there, to take this time out of this beautiful fucking life and say something negative to someone else. And luckily, I was raised to think, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all, unless it's the truth and you're willing to face the repercussions. If you're putting yourself on social media, there are going to be repercussions, and you need to be, you know, you need to have thick skin. I would apply as much, I would do whatever it takes to make them thick-skinned if they are obsessed with social media. And no, I wouldn't. To answer your question, I personally wouldn't put a limit on it. I would work my way around it. That whether you like it or not, if you confiscate their phones, and at some point they're going to go back. I will work my way around it. That, hey, okay, cool. You want to be on social media? Awesome. Good for you. People are going to say stupid shit to you. People are going to judge you. Or, flip side, they might be an internet bully. Then you need to make sure that they understand that if they do, you're going to fuck them up. Because I will. If my kids stop bullying other people on the internet, I'm fucking them up. Literally, I don't give a fuck what people say. I don't give a shit if their mother is going to be upset. If they hurt somebody else, I'll fucking hurt them. Simple as that. I'm a little aggressive when it comes to that stuff. As long as you don't harm anybody, I don't give a fuck what you do. And don't let anybody harm you. I would definitely apply. I would try to make them as strong as possible so that they can deal with social media. But maybe they're interested in, I don't know, cycling or fucking fitness or art or videography. Then I would surround their room. I would surround their lives with so much of the shit that they're passionate about that they forget about social media, or they see social media as a passing, like, oh, I want to waste my time. Then they go do it and they don't get consumed by it. Options. There are millions of options. That's just my perspective. And I'm not a father yet, so it's kind of difficult for me to answer.
Are people on social media happy?
Absolutely, I'm happy. And Gary Vee is happy. The guy behind the camera is happy. Are you happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there you go. He's happy. He said, hell yeah. My other best friend, he's happy. There are plenty of fucking happy people over there. And are you talking about influencers? Yeah, of course. I mean, and then you might say, oh, okay, yeah, influencers, they have money, they make, you know, they fuck bitches and store cocaine all fucking day. Of course they're happy. Sure. Okay, fine. Good. Decent argument. But I'm an average person. I'm a normal person. I drive an Altima. I have a part-time job and I work my fucking face off for my businesses. So, I don't even make that much money. I'm fucking happy as shit. I'm on social media. So, yeah, of course. I do believe. Okay. But yes, to answer your question, there are plenty of happy people on social media. And there are plenty of sad people. There are plenty of egotistical maniacs. There are plenty of fucking aggressive douchebags. We have sassy people. We have bitchy people. Assholes everywhere. In real life. If they exist in real life, they exist on social media too. So, there's your answer.
Is Facebook still worth advertising on in order to reach millennials?
Absolutely. Depends though, like what are you trying to market? What are you trying to advertise? But yeah, I use Facebook all the time. I know a bunch of people. It's not as great as Instagram and other platforms, especially primarily Instagram. It's not as great. But yes, definitely. Still, it's the biggest social media on earth. So of course it's okay to, you'll still hit a very large number by targeting millennials on Facebook, but I would still go Instagram rather than Facebook if my only target is, you know, millennials. How do I delete my own question from Quora?
You answered this before.
Seriously? I'm going to pass this question. You can delete, don't put this in though. Why did you join this social media platform? Honestly, I just heard, I didn't even know that Quora was going to be this awesome. I just saw that, you know, it's a Q&A based type of platform, and I love Q&As. I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with conversations, and I feel like Q&A is the closest thing that I can have with a conversation. So I decided to join and be like, oh, let's test it out. Literally, as a test, I started answering questions. And I'm like, holy shit, the first week I get 500 fucking views on my answers. And then people keep asking me questions. I'm like, I love this fucking platform. I'm communicating with people. And I'm actually adding a little bit of value. Maybe a little bit, but still it's something. That's why I joined Quora. And I love it. What are some cheap tricks played by Man, fuck you. I don't want to answer these. Okay. I think that's it for now.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you so much for watching this video. It means the absolute world to me if you're still watching. If not, well, then you're not watching. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you're still here, if you're new, welcome to Saber Nation. If you guys think that I deserve it, hit the like button, subscribe. If you think that I've added some sort of value, if not, I understand. Do something. If I can help you in any way, as long as it doesn't hurt you, me, or anybody else, I am very comfortable doing that. Reach out. I'm here. Yeah. I'll see you guys in the next video.